Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show, 1 to 4, here on The Truth, 101.7 FM. I am your cousin sub of the day. I am subbing. Yay, yay. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Right now, I'm getting ready to go black to the lines, I believe. Do we got, who is it? Juan Scott?
The caller.
The caller. Okay, we got the caller on the line. Great afternoon, the caller. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions?
Love you. Love you back, brother Blow. Fellow Pergo, as always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who was DJing at lunchtime?
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
More than 30 years ago.
Yes,
and
sir.
So I do have to respond to anybody who thinks that it's a competition at all in parenting, mm-hmm. saying whoever they would be in your life. Not you personally, mm-hmm, the previous
mm-hmm,
caller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If there's a they when it comes to parenting, you're already on the wrong foot. I think that being in control means being in control of your destiny so that you can be in control of the destiny of those who you do procreate with. Because I think if we just speak of the ladies that we marry or either have children by, the way we would want somebody to speak of our mothers or our sisters, we wouldn't use terminology like put a child in them. You created a miracle, young brother. And so that previous call, I did have to try to pass some wisdom down as a grandfather of 7. My goal was to grow a family. And if your goal is to grow a family, you're not in competition with the other parent at all for control, because it's what they call a conjoined effort, and that type of championship teamwork that we was used to from a young age when we stepped in those hallowed halls on Sherman, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to say. Also, the comments about what would happen in the suburbs. There are meth labs in the suburbs right under parents' noses. Kyle Rittenhouser lived in the suburbs where his mother gave him automatic weapons. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to own all the negativity, but what we have an opportunity to do is to create a better future for our own families and for those who are near. And that's what was going on 40 years ago before a lot of the people who are calling in. When me and Homer Blow was growing up, Milwaukee was a community.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we embraced that and that type of love that we got from those teachers that we had and all the people who were in our community, instead of pointing fingers at each other and saying who has done a bad job, I would say that there's always been single parents in the world, and some of them, like LeBron James' mother and Barack Obama's mother, did great jobs.
All right. Thank you, the caller. I love you, and I appreciate you, man. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Tamisha Gilbert says, so true. On the Truth Talk text line, Abuya Wesley had ended up saying, I believe that when it comes to accountability in the youth, all of society needs to get back to the Hebrew roots. I have never seen or heard of the Orthodox Jewish teens in the news ever. He said, maybe it's time to change cultures. You're gonna learn today. I'm just saying. So true. I haven't seen them in the news to that degree for some of the things. What about you, Ben? You seeing him?
I mean, hey, we do got the Italian guy out there. You got Luigi.
Okay, nice. You know? I said Jewish.
But we also know who controls the media. Mm-hmm. Right? We know who controls the media, and a lot of times You know, when narratives get spun, a lot of the times it's our faces out there versus any other constituents. So.
Yeah. Well, I live over there, and I ain't seen them being.
I don't see white people
being,
in the news like that.
I ain't seen them in that area. They're not the ones that are being shot, or there's not the ones that are being robbed, or a lot. So you know, I mean, and I hate it. I hate it. But, you know, you have to, you know, be honest and keep it real with yourself that there's a lot of things that we continue to give passes because of this and passes because of that. Is that another caller on the line we got? Again, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. Or you can hit us up on the Truth Talk text line. Same number, 833-212-1017. But, you know, again, like I say, I think that instead of just the part that gets me, Ben, is when some people try to make excuses for it. Let's not make the excuses. Let's take accountability and say, you know what? Yeah, that's right. But now let's talk about how do we change that and then learn to work with those things. But if you are doing something in the here and now, there should be some repercussions. There should be a cause and effect. And if we just keep saying, well, because they didn't have this person in there, they didn't have that person in their life, they didn't have this person in their life, that gives them, it's like that gives them permission to keep doing reckless things in our communities.
I mean, are we asking to give this person permission, or are we trying to humanize this individual? Because we already know that the news and the masses are going to demonize that individual. So this person being somebody of our family member, or you know, somebody that we can see as ourselves, are we trying to humanize them, or are we, you know, just going to go down the same rabbit hole of just demonizing them like the media would do anyway?
Well, I'm saying you can try to humanize them if they make a mistake. Got it. They make another mistake. Okay, I'm getting frustrated. Got it. You make a third mistake, fourth, fifth, sixth. I cannot. I'm not feeling like I'm demonizing you. I'm taking it for what it is. You can't keep showing me this. You can't give me a certain brand juice and then say, but it's not that. It is that juice. You feel what I'm saying? I don't care if it's your competition or not. That's the kind of juice it is. You're not going to have me having my cranberry apple juice and then trying to say it's orange juice. It's not. It's not. And I don't care how many times you had to try to give me a taste test to see, you sure? It's not. It's not. And again, so my thing ends up coming in where as we continue to just, it's like we're coddling the situation instead of saying, no, you got to get spanked right now. Now, we're going to work to make sure that we get something to try to help you out so you don't have to keep getting disciplined. But you got to help us to help you. If you're going to keep living with the fact that, I have my daddy in my life. Okay, you are now 22 years old. How long are you going to say that? You got a chance to make a change. If you're saying you hate the man that created you, and now you're turning into something even worse than what he was, you not taking care of your kids. You don't get to keep using that excuse. I'm allergic to him. I'm going to break out in hives. You feel what I'm saying? Because you have to be taught that you're going to be held accountable. So you going to tell the four or five different women that you ended up impregnating that, well, it's because of my daddy. My daddy was out there. Dude, but that's why you said you hated him before you were even able to impregnate a woman. So, like, when does the accountability part come in? That's it. You know what I'm saying? Curly Q has said, definitely didn't mean that there were no crimes happening in the burbs. We know there is. I hashtag that part. JB said, what about those that still do well and are lacking the exact same things? That part. Let me get ready to go to the lines. Let me go to the lines. We've got Keon, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions? Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. I am the sub of the day. I'm the cousin sub of the day, sponsored by Cousin Subs. Keon, what's going on, family?
Hey, how you doing, man? Appreciate you. I just wanted to say I couldn't agree with you more. I think there should be accountability even that first time. We all make mistakes, but that first time is when you get the chance to curb everything going in the future. Accountability throughout. Not waiting until the third, fourth, fifth time. Accountability immediately. And for most of these people, especially the man calling up here, I don't know where y'all at, but I've been in my kids' life my entire life. So it's kind of disappointing to hear every single time that it's the man's fault and the man ain't in the picture. I've been in my son's life since day one. I teach him right or wrong and accountability. He makes mistakes. I'm there for him to show him right or wrong. But at the end of the day, accountability.
Hashtag
that's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate you, Keon, man. Have a great day, man.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And again, like I say, that's where I'm at. Like, it's like, I don't think that people should just keep getting passes because you had a rough upbringing. You know, Ben, like, because, you know, you don't know, like, all of my history and my past, but I talk about this stuff on the air openly. I talk about it openly. So for a lot of people to be like, I didn't know that. But, you know, if you really been following me or whatnot, you hear that I talk about it publicly and openly on the radio for decades. I need people to know that I'm not going to use that as a E or C and excuse or a complaint. Ben and Truth Nation, my father, may he continue to rest in peace. He shot my mother, unloaded, 8-9 rounds. She survived. But because of the age, I was 2. I got sent to a foster home. So I was raised in the foster home for most of my young life. The first couple of foster homes that I was in, the foster mother or parents, they were abusive in the sense of not that I was raped or touched or anything, but they were beating me as if I was, you know, I was doing something. I wasn't doing anything from what my other parents and the social workers were telling me. But I was out. So I've been through that. I didn't get out of foster care. My foster mother, she ended up eventually passing away when I was 14. Mm. That's when I got black home. I had some visitations in between that, but that's when I got black home. Now, again, I'm not letting those things change me. So some people be like, well, you know, because kids be in the foster system, and that's why they do this, and this, and this, and this. I've been through those things. And when you see and know all of the things that I've been doing for decades for my city and my community and people in general, that doesn't sound like something that somebody that had to go through that type of mental and physical trauma is supposed to do. So I know that you don't have to give in to that. You don't have to become that. So that part, but I'll come back. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. And again, when I share it, I don't share it for sympathy. I share it because it's my truth. It's my truth. And so that's why it's hard for me to listen to some people try to be like, well, you ain't come up, you know, you had, no, the hell I didn't. I had to eat sugar and syrup sandwiches too. I had to eat Vienna sausage. I had to, you know, I got 9 siblings. You're going to say 8 siblings, and me makes 9. But it's only 3 of us left alive. My mother and father are both deceased. So again, did I let that stop me? No. Did I let that make me go into a deep, dark depression? No. Because if I don't tell you, you wouldn't even know. We'll be black. The number to call in, 833-212-1017. Again, hit us up. I am holding it down for the Tory Lowe Show. I am the cousin sub of the day. I be subbing. Yay, yay. Again, hit us up. We'll be black after we take care of these bills.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
But his tea is at a real good temperature right now. So am I. Yeah. I spit Alcatraz bars, I know. And these boys is the only alphabet boys I know. Got a 380 on my waist and Rambo at home. No more bandana around my dome. Bandana in my right pocket. Bitch, I'm grown. What you want? Watch me stand on the world as I sit in the throne. And if I jump, I'ma fly and look into you. Cause I am looking like you.
We're black. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. Of course, we are inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a full sub. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't no half sub. I ain't no little, you know, sandwich style. I'm a full sub, and I be clubbing. Yay, yay. Again, you know, just light on the onions. Just light on the onions, because you know what I'm saying? I am a public figure. I talk to a lot of people in the public, and you got all them onions on your breath. You be like, onions! But it's sponsored by Cousin Sub. So again, as I was saying, I like to be able to be as transparent as possible to people. So like I said, a lot of people know. A lot of people on Truth Nation, you may not have heard my story, but it is, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it, but you can't tell my story from all of my life works that I've continued to put in at a young age and continuing through young adulthood to grown manhood. You wouldn't be able to utilize that because I didn't use that to hold me black. I didn't use that to say like, oh, woe with me. Feel sorry for me. You feel what I'm saying? Like I say, my mother, father deceased. Three of my brothers deceased. My only two sisters deceased. A nephew deceased. You feel what I'm saying? So I understand that all except for one, you know, I've had to be the one to take care of their expenses. I had to be the one to take care of the cremations because the majority of them wanted to be cremated, but my brother that wanted to be buried, I had to do that. So I did all that. But again, it doesn't make me an angry person. It doesn't make me any of those things. But it does let me know that you don't have to try to utilize those things and make them an excuse for the reason that I ain't doing nothing. The reason that I don't, no. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so hashtag that part, hashtag facts. I just need people to understand that. That's why I'm so powerful and when I stand on my convictions on different things. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text lines. We got Brian. Brian, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, or opinions?
Just a trip back down memory lane, Homer.
Yes, sir.
Back in, what year was that? 1986?
Mm-hmm.
Interns East.
Yep.
You made a request. You played a request for me and my first wife.
Wow.
I can't wait. Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I can't wait.
Yeah, new shoes.
Yeah, you debuted at me. I met my first wife, Kathy.
Wow.
Kathy Hardwick there. And it was you. You were the DJ that night.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Brian, wow. Talking about going down memory lane, man.
Yeah, that was back in the day, boy. But I just wanted to always thank you for that.
You're welcome, man. It was, man. And this is some of the things that I tell you that you don't even understand sometimes, all of the impacts that you've had on different people's lives. You feel what I'm saying? That's just like Core DJ Vail tells me all the time, be like, Blo, I met my wife through you at Jackson's LTD. And then you got our chief. Our police chief, MPD police chief, Jeffrey Norman, him and his wife, they met. I was out DJing, and then I DJed their wedding reception. You feel what I'm saying? So, those footprints, man, I got some large footprints. Sometimes I just don't think about all of the things that I've been a blessing to be able to be a part of, and I'm glad that I could be important part of your life and a memory for you that you'd be like, man, in 19, you get what I'm saying? So I love you, bro. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Yep. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. It's like you're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Again, yeah, shout out to Corey Deezer. Of course, Mariam M said, as a black man, there is one thing I've learned, and that is I cannot afford to make a mistake because that mistake can cost me, and that is the same I teach my children. And that's, you know, basically like where we're going. We know that there's a process because we know some people have been through some things. We know some people have been through some things, but it's like, how long do you let them hold on to that excuse? And because we live in a different day and age, there are a lot of different programs that want to help you, but you got to go to the program. So this is why I say you got to help me to help you. So some of these people, like I say, they are sent and told, okay, even if it's a teen or some of the youth out here, and they end up saying, okay, well, you need to go take this class. You need to enroll yourself in this program. Now, they can tell you that as a judge or a juvenile court commissioner or even an adult court judge or commissioner. But if you don't go do it, and now you commit another crime and you're told again, hey, remember, you were supposed to go do this and you don't do it. And then you go commit another crime. So, I mean, like, how many times and how long do we just sit and hold on to the fact that, yeah, they had a rough upbringing? You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I live poverty. I understand it. Again, I know how I would take and make my own little cinnamon toast and just take some white bread and sprinkle some sugar and some butter and some cinnamon on top. And that was my cinnamon toast.
That sounds so fire to Homer.
It was. And I had that government cheese that never cut straight, no matter how you tried.
It's something good about that government cheese. It's something good about them hood meals. You know what I'm saying? Them struggle meals that still taste good to this day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's like some people act like just because you made different choices that, oh, life was just better for you. It wasn't. So, and that's why I say, like, no, we've been through some situations ourselves. So it's like, it ain't to try to put you down and say, well, you know, this wasn't there and that wasn't there and this, that, and the other. We know that those are realities, but how long do you allow that to define you? And at the same time, say, you gonna respect me even if I don't respect you. No, that's not how it works. It's a balance that has to be made. A balance. And if you don't know how to balance it, then you, in my opinion, are going to be the problem. And we have to solve problems. You feel what I'm saying? So if I had to sit you down for a minute and you sit down, get your mind right. And remember, when I talk about detention centers and lockups and this, that, and the other, I need people to think about when you go to, if you have a car and you ever go to that car dealership, or if you're going to a dealership to go get a car, and what do you see on the screens? They got maybe one TV in there where you can watch Good Morning America or whatever the case may be, but what are the rest of them? This is one of the solutions I said. All you can watch is whatever name of that car company that you're at. You're going to see all of their programming, all of their commercials, all their ads, what's coming, this, that, and the other. That's what we'll use. You don't get to go and watch Love and Hip Hop while you're sitting in DT or a juvenile correctional facility or adult correctional facility. No, you're saying you got mental health? All that's going to be on your TV is psychiatrists, therapists, all of that kind of stuff. Everything that you're saying that you need, your schooling, all of that. So I don't want to hear about them ENCs, excuses, and complaints, because we can put it right there in your face. But if you don't choose to use it, that's your fault. Again, we'll be black with more Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. I am the Cousin Sub of the day. Yay, yay. Shout out to Cousin Sub sponsoring the Cousin Sub of the day in for Tory Lowe. 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 107 The Truth. And while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Got to take care of some bills. I'll be black.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Telling me penitentiary would only hire me, curse me till I'm dead, church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutional lies, manipulation and lies, reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt, watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then peel out. Muscle cars like pull-ups. Black is successful.
Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. Hold it down for the Tory Lowe Show. I am the cousin sub of the day. Yay. I am subbing. I'm a club sub. You feel what I'm saying? Like onions, you know. But I'm going to get it done. I'm going to warm it up and we're going to be all good. Sponsored brought to you by Cousin Subs. Of course, shout out to Not Really a City Girl. They just say it on the YouTube page. Homer is the truth. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that. Lucretia Mason said, that was the best cheese with some Wonder Bread and grape juice or red Kool-Aid. Wonder Bread or Jaeger, the red bread. Damn, the Jaeger, J-A-E-G-E-R. Yeah, the Jaeger bread. So either one, that grilled cheese with that government cheese, not government, government cheese. When you had that government cheese, yeah, be like, what do you mean what we having for dinner? That's how, and you know what, Ben, I just thought about something. That's, I believe, for those of us who had to endure government cheese, that's how a lot of us became lactose intolerant. The flatulence was real. And we weren't even thinking about it. Think about that. That's a rabbit hole.
Hey, you know, I would just say that, you know, black people, we just don't need as much milk. That's just it. You know, we didn't need the government cheese, but it tastes good.
Right. And now, you know, you can't be in a room with some people.
Hey, I'm one of them people. You don't want to be in a room with me after I got done eating a bowl of cereal.
Well, you know, I ain't going to do the red top no more. Blue top, I can do blue top. Blue top, I'm good. You feel what I'm saying? I can control myself. But if I got that red top, oh, it's a problem.
I'm not going to lie to you, Homer. When it comes down to the milk, so once I became a little bit more educated what milk does to the black people's our body, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, let me get rid of this milk. I'm not drinking milk anymore. So I kind of migrated to, like, oat milks from time to time. I'll drink those, and I still stay away from them because all these oat milks and almond milks, they're still bad for you as well. Mm. So I just drink water and call it a day. I like to think
about
back.
The breast milk?
Oh, hey, if I can get a breast. You know what I'm saying? If I can get a breast.
I opened up. I opened that up. Yeah. I didn't.
I'm just saying, if I can get one, you know, they say it's liquid gold. Now.
Yeah.
So I'm with it. But no, with that being said, though, I'm actually trying to find a good goat milk. I found mm-hmm. that goat milk is actually the healthiest milk that we could actually drink. We should be drinking. Mm-hmm. When we think back down to our physiological makeup, mm-hmm. our biological makeup, and we think back down to the ancestors, and we're looking back at Africa, seeing how the tribes and civilizations still live to this day. I'm trying to get more of a diet and exercise of how they live and how they thrive. Because a lot of times they are thinking about drinking things like goat milk or just eating fresh off of their, you know, their land, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. but everything here in America is damn near terrible for you.
Yeah, processed.
It's going to kill you.
Yep. Couple of other things that I wanted to talk about. I was thinking like this one, if Liz would have ended up calling in. How do we create things to do for our responsible children and youth without it being destroyed by the troublemakers? Because what I hate to see, but I understand it, unfortunately, at the same time, is a lot of our children and youth, they deserve to be able to do a lot of things. They absolutely deserve to do to be able to do a lot of things. But and you got when you got to say but, it's that minority group that ends up destroying those opportunities for some of our youth that like to go and roller skate and like to go and play basketball, like to go and bowl and all of that. Because, you know, a lot of these different things, just go to the mall and hang out and all of that. But we've seen those things have to be turned around by saying, okay, now you can't, they can only be in here from this time to that time. They got to be with an adult. of this particular age in order to be in after this particular time. So all of that, just going with some of your school friends to the mall and all of that, those things are kind of taken away. Because you didn't want to go to the mall with your mother or your father. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to go with your friends. But because of the minority action of some, a lot of our children and youth/teens can't enjoy some of the things because people are terrified. It's hard to find venues that will allow you to have a teen party because everybody is afraid that they're not going to listen. They're going to be smoking weed. They're going to be bringing alcohol and all of those type of things. So then it makes you say, nope. We had a party here, and this one dude pulled out a gun, or these girls start fighting, and one of them pulled out a gun and all of that. So it's like our children deserve, our teens, you know what I'm saying? They deserve to be able to go out and enjoy some of the things that you're supposed to be able to enjoy when you're coming up. But, you know, so how do we create things to do for our responsible children and youth? And you get what I'm saying? And even the young adults that may not be 21 yet. How do we create those type of situations and be able to basically, in my opinion, discriminate against the troublemakers? Thoughts, Ben?
That's a good question. You know, the Civil Rights Act was passed in 1965 for a reason. Because we're not supposed to discriminate, Homer.
I know. I know.
But you know, if we did, you know, decide to, I guess.
Is that still a thing feathers with the orange man in office, though?
I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
It is what it is.
All right, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? But if we did want to, you know, flirt with the idea of discriminating against people who do bad things, understand it would be a disproportionate amount of us in there, as it already is now. I don't know. I don't really have an answer, Homer. Like I said before, I think it really comes down to us getting down to the root of the problem, though. You know, it's like the morale of our country. You know, it's the morale of who we are. It's the self-belief in ourselves. It's the self-esteem idea. You know, if I don't have good self-esteem, then what is that? You know, if my self-esteem isn't good about myself, then ultimately how am I going to feel about the next man? You know, if I feel like I ain't crap, I'm going to feel like you ain't crap. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how could you even think that you're better than me when I'm low? I don't even see how I can become a higher version of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like we need to, you know.
But do we stagnate? But see, and therein lies one of the main issues that I'm speaking about. So do we just punish those who should be able to go to roller skating? And because every week these minority group of troublemakers destroy it to where they be like, all right, we canceling it, we closing it early, call your parents to come get you, this, that, and the other. How long do we make them suffer while we trying to figure out the root cause of?
But going off of what you're saying, though, Homer, I think it's one of them things where, you know, sooner than later, we're going to have to use the minority report. You know, we're going to have to start using ideas like that to prevent crime or to prevent somebody from doing something bad. That's what's going to happen. And I think, you know, that's where America is progressing into. You know, that's why I think it is dangerous to have a Donald Trump to be, you know, the leader of the free world, so to speak, when he's already flirting with ideas with China. He's already given China a few of our technologies so they can, you know, continue on to, with their communistic views on dictating their people. You know, because that same idea and that ideology, I'm certain, is going to permeate throughout all of America with all this security, this surveillance state that we're currently in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so ultimately, if people don't get right now, it's going to be worse for them in about 10 years.
And that, you
facial
know,
recognition is going to come for your ass.
And this is where I'm going. So, like I say, because I don't like having to see some children be like, I can't go to, I wanted to, my mama wanted to, my daddy or my grandparents wanted to give me, my foster parents wanted to give me this party, but they done went to 12 places and told them, hell no, can't do that here.
It does feel a bit unfair. It feels a bit unfair, Homer, especially when you know you've done good all your life.
Right.
Yeah, and then you just get lumped in and thrown in with everybody else.
Like the age group even getting into establishments.
That's true.
With all of the different things, it's like, okay, you waited to get 21 so you could go hang out and party. And now you got to be 25. You got to be 30. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? So right. It's like, man, we are paying the price for a minority group of people. And I just, man, let me take care of some bills. Let me take care of some bills. Again, you're listening, tuned in to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your sub of the day. I am your cousin sub of the day, Homer Blow, legendary Homer Blow. And it's sponsored by Cousin Sub. So I'm going to take care of these bills. 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and exit 1017 The Truth. Let me take care of these bills and we'll be black.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
If you black, we're safe. Bah, 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 bah. That's my sign. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die.
Feel like I'm blessing. Feel like I'm blessing. You gon' learn today. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Welcome black to the Tory Lowe Show. No, I'm not Tory Lowe. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I am your cousin sub of the day. I have been blessed to be able to sub for Tory Lowe, of course, sponsored by Cousin Sub. You're going to learn today. Make sure you vote. It's election day. I don't want to hear about the ENCs and all of that. Like, stop it. Stop it. I know you're trying to go to wing night. You're trying to go to Taco Tuesday. You're trying to do a. Don't be a fool and not vote. Go vote. Go vote. I'm telling you, because as things continue to happen and you're like, man, this ain't cool. Oh, they let this person in. They let that person in. See, all of that. You got to ask how many people that look like you that were eligible to vote didn't vote. You got to ask yourself, like, why? Why? You know, we continue to try to make excuses of why we don't want to vote instead of making the changes that are necessary that can empower our vote. These people get elected because when you don't end up voting, it's almost like you're voting for the other side. Because when you see that a person won by 600 votes or 1,000 votes, and you look at the voters' registration list and over 800,000 people were eligible to vote, but only 175,000 people came out to vote. Yeah, you don't get to be mad, in my opinion. You don't get to be mad. You created a crazy situation, and now you're going to have to F-A-A-F-O. We're like, is that what I had to do? We're like, are you really going to do it? Yeah, It's a cultural divide. So you really going to do it? We're like, yeah, so get out and vote. Don't just make it something that we say, and don't get to keep using that excuse of, well, I don't know none of them. It's because you didn't research them. And then if you research them, then you would have legitimate, not a paid reason to say, did you know this person done that? No, do your own research. You want to just take what other people say, and that's going to make you make your decision. No, do your own research. You can research that just like you research anything else. And especially when you tell me, well, I'm intelligent. And we're like, okay, then research. Do your work. Do your work. Be held accountable. It's like somebody that don't do their homework. Then, yeah, you're going to create a situation. So, again, right now I'm trying to figure out, you know, because to me it's part of getting to a solution. How do we create things to do for our responsible children and youth without it being destroyed by the troublemakers? You feel what I'm saying? Felix C. the second, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Cool. That's good to know. But yeah. So, you know, and thanks for voting, Felix C. the second. Appreciate that, man. Again, those that don't vote need to just have several seats, because you're talking about, man, see, I told you it was going to be the same thing. Well, your vote was missing, so I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I just tune you out because I can't hear you. No, you didn't help with the situation. Hashtag that part, hashtag fact. Vote for whoever you want to. You know, I'm not telling you who to vote for. That is not, you know, my thing. My thing is just make sure you vote so you can go in there and vote for the worst things in the world. But at least you voted, you know? So that is important. But how do we create these things? Because we're talking about they ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing to do. Well, again, the things that a lot of them did have to do, people are now terrified to let the different age brackets into their establishment because of the violence and the disturbances that are had and, you know, like shootings and people getting robbed and all kind of stuff. So it's like, you know what? I don't want to put people's children or brothers or sisters in jeopardy like that. I don't want that. So how do we do it? Unfortunately, my thought and opinion is it's going to have to be some type of discrimination, which I know is not legal. But I'm just saying. It has to be something. It has to be something. Or we're going to continue to go through the same thing. And you're going to have a lot of children that are now looking at, look, all of the bad kids got something to do because y'all talking about them all the time. Y'all bringing them up on the radio all the time, all of the bad kids. But what about us that are working hard and we're getting good grades? We stayed in school. We done all of the things that needed or are supposed to be done, and our reward is we have to hear about all the ones who are not doing what needs to be done. So again, I hate seeing people have to suffer because of the ignorance of some of those others, and it's a minority group, but like I say, the things that they do, they just destroy it for a majority of people. They make the rules change. Now you got to change this. Be like, well, before I could come in with, and before I could, but it's like now, it's like, nope, because this happened, the cause and effect. So now, you know, the gas station on 23rd and Fond du Lac, where the 47-year-old man ended up getting shot and killed, who didn't even try to antagonize the situation with the teens that came in and just was stealing all kind of stuff that's in there. And then you got people talking about, well, you know, well, they could replace that. They got insurance. Do you know how insurance rates go up? Like, I wouldn't want nobody to tell me, well, yeah, let them go on and hit your car because you got insurance. That's what insurance is for. If you don't miss me with that, I'm just saying, because what we not going to do. So, but this man was non-confrontational. He just was cleaning up what was left after they allegedly were leaving the gas station, after ransacking it and stealing this and stealing that. And now his wife, and I believe he said four kids, the wife is without a husband. She's a widow now. The four children are without their father because some teens just wanted to be ignorant and violent at the same damn time. So now that gas station will probably make it where you can't come in the gas station anymore. You'll have to order it through a window. Why? Because they don't want to see the same thing happen. They don't want to have to see anybody else that may work there and have to get a call that their immediate family member has been shot or has been murdered because some people wanted to come in and steal some Takis and, you know, chips and candy bars and soft drinks and, you know what I'm saying, cupcakes and all of that. you're telling me that, you know, my father is not here anymore. My husband is not here anymore. My man is not here anymore. We got to do better. We got to do better. And we got to make sure that these people that are doing that, just because they look like, they got to be held accountable. They got to be held accountable. And stop trying to rely on all of this. Well, because I came up hard. We all came up hard. You ain't hear the song by the late Marvin Gaye? I come up hard, baby. I can't sing, but I just got sounds that come out my voice. But I just want to say that it has been my pleasure and my honor to hold it down for the Tory Lowe Show here on The Truth 101.7 FM inside the American Family Insurance Studio, inside the Avenue. And as I always have to say when I am wrapping up, you know, first, go vote. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. And I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the afternoon, evening, night, early morning. Love you, babes. I'm up out of here. Peace.
Start jamming in the morning and get your daily drop of juice.
Juice gets you hydrated and started for your day.